4% have saved less than $1,000, and 25% have saved between $1,000 and $10,000. That means 68% have saved nothing or close to nothing. On the other hand, by the time you get here in the baby steps, you'll have a strong foundation and money to save. If you don't have children, or your kids are grown and gone, you will simply skip this step. For everyone else, a college fund is a necessity. College tuition goes up faster than regular inflation. Inflation of goods and services averages about 4% per year, while tuition inflation averages about 7% per year. When you save for college, you have to make at least 7% a year to keep up with the increases. Baby life insurance like Gerber or other whole life for babies to save for college is a joke, averaging less than 2% return. Savings bonds won't work either. Sorry, Grandma. Because they average about 5%. Most states now offer prepaid college tuition, but remember that when you prepay anything, you simply break even with inflation. If tuition goes up 7% a year and you prepay it, you make 7% on your money. That is not too bad, but keep in mind that a decent growth stock mutual fund will average over 12% when invested long term. Let's do baby step 5 the right way. I suggest funding college, or at least the first step of college, with an educational savings account, ESA, funded in a growth stock mutual fund. The educational savings account, nicknamed the Education IRA, grows tax-free when used for higher education. If you invest $2,000 a year from birth to age 18 in prepaid tuition, that would purchase about $72,000 in tuition. But through an ESA in mutual funds averaging 12%, you would have $126,000 tax-free. The ESA currently allows you to invest $2,000 per year per child if your household income is under $200,000 per year. If you start investing early, your child can go to virtually any college if you save $166.67 per month, $2,000 per year. For most of you, baby step 5 is handled if you start an ESA fully funded and your child is under 8. If your children are older, or you have aspirations of expensive schools, graduate schools, or PhD programs, you will have to save more than the ESA will allow. I would still start with the ESA if the income limits don't keep you out. What if you have only a couple of years and will not be able to save much because you started your total money makeover late in life?